Well, to me, he should be the first ever college basketball commissioner. We'll get into that. He is ESPN's college basketball analyst, Jay Billis, here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Mr. Billis, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you, Jay. We've talked so much about the issues surrounding college basketball over the last few weeks that here's what we're going to try to do today for our chat here. I will give you an opinion of mine that has been stated over the last week or so, and if you would, sir, kind of react to that. Are you game for that?
Sure.
Okay. All right, let's do. First rant in the new envisioned world of college basketball. Like I said, Jay Billis needs to become the new commissioner of college basketball. What do you think about that?
They can't afford me, but if they could, I would always do what would be in the best interest of the game. So I'm certainly always here to help. I can't imagine, though, that anybody in sort of the NCAA structure, given the way they've sort of done things over the years, would be interested in that, because they don't want change. They want to continue to do things the way they've always done it, and that's what got us here in the first place. So I'm not optimistic, even though I'm optimistic in the people that are involved, and I think very highly of them. I'm not optimistic that there's going to be meaningful change.
All right, number two rant, Mr. Billis, the NCAA. It's a good segue. The NCAA needs to be blown up, and a new rule book needs to be written. What do you think about that?
I agree, and basically the NCAA needs to be an organization that runs championship tournaments, and that's about it. There's very little else for the NCAA to do, because it doesn't do it well. So whatever rules there are, enforcement needs to be farmed out, and they need to have adjudication farmed out. Any sort of dispute resolution for the United States Olympic Committee or the United States Anti-Doping Agency is all their disputes are resolved in front of the American Arbitration Association, and it works really, really well. And there's no reason why the NCAA could not and should not do the same thing. But that's just sort of one aspect of it. The NCAA does a great job running tournaments and making money and distributing that money. Everything else they do really poorly. And so you'd like to see them kind of stay in their lane. These schools know how to handle their business. They don't need the NCAA telling them what to do.
ESPN college basketball analyst Jay Billis here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Okay, number three rant, these college athletes need to be paid, Jay. And you are hearing this from a guy who was like so anti-paying these kids like a couple of years ago, forever. But I think my epiphany was what is going on in the game today, all the hands in the cookie jar that we see today, the shoe companies, the agents, the AAU, the this, the boosters, the this and that. React to that. Should we start paying these college athletes, and in particular basketball and football players?
I think they should be allowed to be paid, and each school can proceed the way they choose. If they want to pay or don't want to pay, or want to pay a little bit or want to pay everybody the same, go ahead and do what you want to do. I just find it laughable that we can make billions of dollars and then try to insist that this is an amateur endeavor. And it's funny, people say, well, there'll still be payments under the table if we pay the players. And I'm like, why would you need payment under the table if paying them is legal? I mean, are there under the table payments in the NBA or Major League Baseball or the NFL? And the answer is no. Everything's above board, and shoe companies can pay the players, and it works out just great. It's amazing how it works. In the NBA, there's an apparel manufacturer for the league that makes all the uniforms and all the sweats and the T-shirts and all that stuff, and the players all wear Nike gear. But the players also have their own shoe contracts, and it works just fine. And everybody has contract remedies. If somebody breaks the contract, it's really pretty easy. And they do the same thing in college. It's not that hard. And every non-athlete student is allowed to do it. I don't see why an athlete student shouldn't be allowed to.
And let me play devil's advocate, because I totally agree with what you're saying now. Jim Boeheim, I caught some of his press conference the other night after the game at Duke. And he was basically saying that look, yeah, by the time we make our money, yeah, we'll make whatever $16 million, but then that money has to go to fund the rest of the athletic program. And by the time you get done, there's no money left for anybody else to go around. How would you react to that particular statement?
Well, I've known Jim for a long time, and he's a great guy, and he is a smart guy, and I absolutely love him. But he couldn't be more out in left field on this, and I've never seen his economics degree anywhere. what Jim is saying would be akin to me saying that I make a really good living, but after I pay for all my cars and my houses and my country clubs and vacations and everything, I don't have any money left, so I really don't make any money. Mm. I don't think anybody would buy that. It's funny that the more money that these schools make and the more that they pay themselves and the bigger their athletic departments get and the more they spend on facilities, the more they spend on travel, and the more they spend on their country clubs that are paid for by their schools, the less money they have. And it's funny, isn't it amazing how when a coach makes $5 million a year, they don't cancel any sports. Mm. It's unbelievable. Mm. They don't do it. It's all of that is a big rationalization. And when they say they don't have any money left, it's funny. They never say that about coaches' salaries or any other expenditure. Let the players share if the schools want to pay them, because I'll tell you what would happen. Talent acquisition would be much higher up the list of things that they want. Would they make their athletic department smaller? They probably would. Does it mean that you wouldn't have an athletic department that's bigger than the Pentagon, and each team wouldn't have 20 assistant coaches and all these things that they have now because they can afford it? Yes, they would probably put more money toward the players, because that's what makes you win more than anything else. So, I respect Jim's opinion, but no reasonable economist would agree with anything that he said.
Hmm, interesting. And he is an interesting guy, smart guy. Jay Bill is here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Here's another rant that I went on. There are a lot of good people doing the right things in college athletics. And you mentioned the coaches. Some of the coaches should not be immune to the scrutiny, at the very least, in terms of how they are conducting themselves and questions about them and how they are acting within their programs. Are we going too easy on some of these college coaches, Jay? The buck stops with them, right, in essence. Are we going a little too easy on some of these guys?
I don't think so. I think accountability has never been higher, because the head coach is now responsible for everything that happens. So if an assistant is found to have done something, the head coach, it's pinned on the head coach whether that's reasonable or not in each particular case. So I don't have a problem with any of that. Mm-hmm. Do I think that it's okay because I find the rules to be antiquated and arcane and most of them wrong? Do I think it's okay to break them? The answer is no. Mm-hmm. I'm a rules guy. I believe in rules. I don't think it's okay to break those rules. And if you saw what I said on Saturday with regard to Sean Miller, I think that was pretty clear. But the situation that we have now is one that we find ourselves in this situation largely because of the rules, not just because someone broke the rules. And we have known that people have been breaking these rules for 105 years now. And we've not made any move to modernize the rules or help the athletes. But now that the FBI has become involved, even though I don't think they should be, and even though I do not think these are federal crimes, and I happen to think that'll be shown later on that these don't violate federal law, I think that we should move to change the rules because it's the right thing to do, not just because some coach is being embarrassed.
ESPN's Jay Billis here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Another thing that we talked about was the AAU system, Jay. I basically was saying, look, it needs to be changed. It needs to be revamped. Something needs to be done. Now, as a gas bag, I rail against the AAU, but I don't know how you go about doing that. You have the intellect to kind of figure it out, but I want to get your general thoughts about the AAU and how it operates now.
I don't think there's anything wrong with AAU. It'd be like saying there's something wrong with junior golf or little league baseball. It's just kids playing. Mm-hmm. The issue is how do people around it behave? The only problem with AAU is it is violative. Like, some of the actions that go on around it are violative of NCAA rules. That's the only problem we have with any of this stuff. These coaches all want to recruit those players, and they want to get a hold of those players, and agents want to have relationships with those players. And the truth is, all of them want to do that because they want to make money off those guys. Mm. And the college coaches can say, no, we want to help. No, they don't. It's not that they can't, the kids can't get educated and all that stuff. It's a wonderful opportunity for everybody, but they're recruiting guys that are going to come in and help them win first and foremost. You know, if we want this to truly be amateur and truly be about education, there's an easy way to do it. Nobody recruits. You know, nobody recruits. So I played for Coach K at Duke. So as soon as Coach K gets to campus every September, he holds tryouts for whoever is enrolled in school. And then they field a team from their student body. Then it's amateur. Mm-hmm. If you're recruiting, it's pro. And if you're selling this stuff for billions of dollars, it's pro. And if you're paying, like people say, well, you know, college basketball shouldn't be a minor league for the NBA. And you don't have to worry about that. It's not a minor league. No minor league makes billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. No minor league pays their coaches millions upon millions upon millions. You know, this is major league in every way imaginable, except for how the athlete is treated and how the athlete is allowed to participate in the market economy. That's the only difference between, you know, college football, college basketball, and the NBA and the NFL.
All right, one more rant I went on and we'll let you go. And I know this is near and dear to your heart, and that is your love for college basketball. Obviously, you love it. I've kind of fallen out of love with the game just because I don't think the game is as good as it was overall. Like when you mentioned your time at Duke under Coach K, I wouldn't miss a Duke game back in the day. I wouldn't miss a big Monday on ESPN. And now I got to tell you, as a big sports fan, I could take it or leave it, which is kind of scaring me a little bit. What is your opinion about the game of college basketball? And if you do think it can get better, how does it get better?
I think the game is still in great shape. It's different than it used to be because you don't have guys stick around as long. Mm-hmm. I find it kind of funny that people say, hey, it's un-American, let these kids go to high school. So on one hand, we talk about education and we want to push these kids out and not even go to college at all. But nobody thinks it's un-American in football where the guys have to stay until their junior year is done. And that's okay. I mean, I don't think that's okay either. Mm. So, you know, we're talking out of both sides of our mouths here. And I don't know how old you are, but I wind up hearing that kind of thing mostly from older people. The danger that college sports has is that younger people are more interested in the NBA, and they're more interested in the NFL than they are in college. College sports is the province of sort of older folks like me. That may be a problem that we have. Everybody seems to wax poetic about, you know, their youth and when the game was great. But when I was playing, all the coaches did was complain. They complained nonstop about mm-hmm. people cheating and how screwed up the game is. So that's never going to stop. It's always gone that way.
Right. It may be a generational thing. By the way, I'm 86 years of age. 86. And the millennial Nikki football
you
is laughing.
90.
Oh, stop it.
You're very well preserved for 86.
Outstanding. Jay, I got to tell you, we talk about you a lot on this show. And again, I do believe you should be the first ever college basketball commissioner. I mean, you were a player, you were a coach. You absolutely love this game. And I think the game could use you in some sort of official capacity or not. But I know we've got a long way to go until we get to even talking about that point. But I respect your opinions, man. Thanks so much for being on the show. Really do appreciate it and hope to talk to you soon, Jay. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, thank you for having me. My pleasure to be on with you.